our chance to stand by families in our community. It's the annual WOKV Carathon to benefit the Child Cancer Fund of Northeast Florida. And unfortunately, the pandemic has disrupted our original plan, which the last 5 years has been a one-day broadcast from Nemours Children's Specialty Care with all kinds of great stories, but more importantly, with the energy and enthusiasm of these kids, some 115 every year in our community who get that awful cancer diagnosis. For the safety and health of those families and those kids and the doctors and the nurses and everyone at Nemours, we just can't do it. But what we are going to do is something a little bit different beginning Monday here on Jacksonville's Morning News. And the CEO of the Child Cancer Fund of Northeast Florida, whose son is a cancer survivor, Carla Montgomery, my friend and colleague, is with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. So I'm so excited that we're actually able to tell the stories of these families over the course of all next week, Carla.
Yeah, good morning. We are so excited for this event. It does so much for the organization, and these families are so appreciative. And especially now with COVID, it's going to be really important for these families to get the support that they truly need.
You know, you mentioned the COVID pandemic. How has that impacted the level of care? I would imagine you're probably hearing from families even more so now than you have before.
Yeah, well, a lot of families, especially if they're two-income families, one family or one parent has to be the caregiver. And so now with the pandemic, it just adds a lot of fear, but also, you know, families being furloughed and you know, all the challenges with COVID just adds to their anxiety and fear. And it's just tremendous what these families are going through right now. And yes, we've heard from many of them that just desperately need the help.
If someone is new to Northeast Florida, what is it about the Child Cancer Fund that maybe stands out that's different than some of the other charities? And there are some phenomenal charities in our community. We have great research that happens in our own backyard at the Mayo Clinic and more. But what is it that the Child Cancer Fund provides that maybe others can't or don't?
We are locally based, first of all, and I'm the only employee. So we want to put as many of those dollars towards the families as possible. And we support a child loss specialist position at Nemours Children's Specialty Care. And that way the kids, you know, the fear and everything that, you know, they have to face is tremendous. And so there's someone there that can kind of help them through that. We do financial assistance. We have a family retreat weekend. There's just all those non-medical kind of in the trenches type of support. That's what we do, including educational materials and tutoring programs. So it's just kind of whatever we can do to help these families through this challenge.
And over the course of 5 years, Carathon has brought to the table just under $1 million. How is that helping families today? And that'll move us into hopefully what will be a big celebration at some point over next week.
The impact is tremendous. I mean, it's got us to, we have a special restricted fund for the child life specialist position. And now that has been fully funded and it frees up dollars in our operating to do more financial assistance. And so that's very helpful to the families. And it's just, it's allowed us to really the community has kind of catapulted us forward and being able to support these families in this way.
And so I'm so excited to be able to share those stories throughout the course of next week. So what's going to happen is beginning Monday on Jacksonville's Morning News, we will have access for you to be able to make a phone call, make that connection that you have through the years and to those who have supported Carathon and the Child Cancer Fund through the last 5 years. I know you're wanting to do it again. So you'll have a chance to make that connection and talk with the great volunteers. So we'll share that with you on Monday. But you can also get in at WOKV.com, see the stories there. You can donate or make a recurring monthly donation, for example, at childcancerfund.org. And Carla Montgomery, CEO of the Child Cancer Fund, beginning today, you have a chance to start browsing some phenomenal auction items. And the cool thing is that the winning bid in the auction, which will be a week-long auction, is a donation. It goes right to the child, 100% of the proceeds, right?
Yeah, and we have at 5 o'clock today, that preview starts. It's on carathon20.givesmart.com. It's on our website as well. You can go to childcancerfund.org, and there's a link there. So you can peruse those items, and you have a week long to kind of look over and check those out, and we'll finalize it on next Saturday. At noon. So you'll have plenty of time to get your votes in. And you can also donate on that site as well.
One of a kind items, trips, and experiences that you just can't get anywhere else. I know that every single dollar goes directly to families in our community. Carla, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait to be a part of it next week with you. It should be a fun week. Hopefully you get a little bit of rest this weekend as we get ready for a week-long carathon.
We're excited. Thank you, Rich. And thank you to the family.
We are all one family, and we're standing by these families in our community, and we look forward to being a part of Carathon 2020 in Northeast Florida, and we look forward to it next week on Jacksonville's Morning News. It's 8:14.